You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with some IPO news. Mamaearth's parent firm, Honasa Consumer Limited, co-founded by Shark Tank fame entrepreneur Ghazal Alag, has filed DRHP for an IPO to raise up to about Rs 3,000 crore for existing selling shareholders and fresh issue, according to reports. Honasa Consumer is the owner and operator of personal care brands such as Mamaearth, Be Blunt and the Derma Co. Honasa's IPO will consist of a fresh issue of shares worth about Rs 400 crore, according to the DRHP filed with capital markets regulator SEBI. Existing investors and promoters will sell 46.8 million shares via offer for sale, which could fetch about Rs 2,500 crore, reports said. Promoters and shareholders who will partially sell their holdings in Honasa Consumer include Alag Family, Sofina Ventures SA, Evolvence Fireside Ventures, Stellaris Venture Partners, entrepreneur Kunal Behel and actor Shilpa Shetty Kundra. Meanwhile, the telecom department this week met operators to discuss rising instances of call drops and service quality-related issues as it deliberated on policy interventions that can be considered for improving call quality. The meeting, which comes amid the rollout of massive 5G networks in the country, was chaired by Telecom Secretary K. Raja Raman and attended by telecom service providers, including Bharti Airtel, Reliance Jio and Vodafone Idea. The issue of interference from illegal boosters and right-of-way challenges came up for discussion at the meeting, which lasted for almost 2 hours. Sources said that operators made a detailed presentation to the Department of Telecom on current levels of service quality against stipulated benchmarks. The Department of Telecom is looking at legal frameworks and policy-level measures that can ensure a better quality of service. Over to the economy sector, India's current account deficit widened to 36.4 billion, an all-time high level in absolute terms in the September quarter, owing mainly to a record deficit of $83.5 billion in goods trade and an increase in net outgo under investment income, according to data released by the Reserve Bank of India on Thursday. The CAD in the quarter was a worrisome 4.4% of the GDP, up from 2.2% in the previous quarter and a benign 1.3% in the year-ago period. A relatively small capital account surplus of $6.9 billion in second quarter of financial year 23 wasn't sufficient to finance the CAD, resulting in a massive depletion, $30.4 billion, of the foreign exchange reserves on a balance of payment basis, as against accretions of $4.6 billion in Q1 FY23 and $31.2 billion in second quarter of financial year 22. On to the technology sector. Microblogging platform Twitter has restored a feature which promotes suicide prevention hotlines and other safety tools. This is for those users who look up certain content upon coming under pressure from some users and consumer safety groups over its purported removal. According to Reuters, the feature was taken down a few days ago, mentioning that two people were familiar with the same. They mentioned that this happened after an order from Twitter's new boss, Elon Musk. After the publication of the story, Twitter's head of trust and safety, Ella Irvin, confirmed the removal, but at the same time called it temporary. In an email to Reuters, she further confirmed that the company was fixing relevance, optimizing the size of the message prompts, and correcting outdated prompts. The feature, which is known as #thereishelp, will come on the top of search results as banners whenever certain topics have been searched. Moving on, amid global shocks and challenges, the Indian economy presents a picture of resilience, noted Reserve Bank of India Governor Shaktikanta Das in his foreword in the 26th Financial Stability Report on Thursday. The report said that the global economy is facing formidable headwinds with recessionary risks looming large. The interplay of multiple shocks has resulted in tightened financial conditions and heightened volatility in financial markets. India, along with other emerging economies, faces several risks. These include rising borrowing costs, debt distress, elevated levels of inflation, volatile commodity prices, currency depreciation, and capital outflows. The outlook for 2023 is even bleaker, with global growth expected to fall to 2.7% in the next year. Lastly, the sweetener offered by billionaire Gautam Adani's conglomerate to the once-defiant founders of New Delhi Television Limited could test India's takeover regulations that require all shareholders to be paid the same price by an acquirer. Founders Pranoy Roy and Radhika Roy sold 27.26% of their equity in NDTV to Adani-controlled RRPR Holding Private at ₹342.65 per share, according to an exchange filing Friday, an almost 17% markup to what minority shareholders received in an open offer that closed December 5th. The transaction that will boost their stake in NDTV to 64.7% was announced last week. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.